JB and Bill, this is a special Friday bonus podcast of The Rush Hour.
Now, Bill, we got you earlier on in the week telling us a story about a man whose eight-day clock had fallen off. I can't believe this story actually happened, but
well, it's
you,
true.
You swear it did. His eight-day fell off.
Yeah.
So then he had to grow a new one. But to grow it, he actually had to have it growing on his arm before it was transplanted, landed back down where it should have been. Is this correct?
That's true. I remember we had audio of him, actual audio, and he called it Jimmy. And he said it's really hard to walk down the shops because people look at it. Oh. And it's a true story, Jimmy.
We got lots of feedback, social media style. Gary Fitzgerald, must improve fat, show's already been cold, and you're dishing up this tripe. Rob Stowe says some of Fat's sharpest work without him even trying.
Oh, I know, I saw that.
That was there. Apparently he's left-handed, so he insisted the surgeon put the eight-dayer on his right arm. So Greg actually knew the story, which is interesting, but... What we've got, rabbits to get... Oh, go on.
Steve Polder said, Rambler Brownless.
Rambler Brownless. Yes. Now, rabbits, what are you giving away here, please?
A magnificent pair of Blundstone boots, the ultimate protection and ultimate comfort. See the full range at blackwoods.com.au, but we're going to give away a pair of Blundstone boots now.
Ooh. And they're a beautiful item, you blunny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and they go to Simon Hunnam.
Oh, no.
Si says, what's the big deal? Bill's lived with one on his shoulders his whole life.
Good one, Simon.
Bang.
That's a nice prize. For
nice
something
pair
stupid
of
bloodies like
coming
that.
Your way. Ooh. An accurate sentence gets him a brand new pair of boots, Sir Rabbit.
He does. Good prize for calling Bill a dickhead. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Thank you, Rips.